Paul, what was your message during the timeout after the 5-2 goal?
I'm not sure I remember, to be honest with you. Not very happy with our, I don't know if we had a shot, one shot, 10 minutes into the second period. But didn't like the way we were playing at all, didn't like the way we played the whole entire night.
How do you contain, not that there's damage here, but how do you contain a game like this for your team?
Well, you can deal with it. You know, we're not sweeping this one under the rug. We're going to take a good look at all of it and make sure that we appreciate the value of playing in the National Hockey League and playing a game at home, the cost that every NHL game demands, a willingness to pay that price.
Is there one or two things you can point to why, you know, this team seems to kind of have a bit of a, you know, highs and lows, and they happen?
Well, that's got nothing to do with what happened tonight. We've had highs and lows. We played a game in Boston. I could almost understand we had nothing in the tank, but there's no reason for that tonight. That's not a part of a package of, we don't play like that. I mean, the games that we beat, we haven't played a game like that. That's not, and I'm not looking at it as a one-off, because we didn't have the ability to change gears or fight our way back through it, and that's no good.
Maybe you answered it a bit at the end there, but so what was the most concerning part for you about the way that your group?
No, it was played the whole game, from the goaltender to every guy up front. We're not walking away going, our goalie's got to play better. We didn't play well enough to win that game. They didn't play well enough to win that game, but they're no different than everybody else in that room. We were horse shit from the start, from the drop of that first puck right to the very end of it.